This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So DJs on music stations get out a little bit early when tip-off happens at 6 o'clock.
Well, hot dog, a ray of sunshine on a rainy
there
day in what has been a gloomy week. But I am very pleased today to not be talking about the pass interference, the blown call, billboards in Atlanta, or all the other tomfoolery going on. I actually got a game tonight. Got LSU and Georgia at the PMAC. Bottom line, Georgia's no good. They are 1-4 in conference play. Their only win is over Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt stinks. Tennessee beat Georgia by 46 earlier this year. Now, Tennessee is the number one team in the country right now, but LSU's got a lot of length and a lot of size, and they can shoot, and they're at home. As a matter of fact, the last time LSU lost a home game, believe it or not, they won 17 in a row. The last time LSU lost a home game was last year to Georgia. Nobody on this LSU team has ever beaten Georgia. A year ago, Georgia had a guy on their team named Yonte Maton, who was an SEC Player of the Year type player. He was fantastic. This Georgia team don't have that. They do have a guy named Nick Claxton. He's 6'11", 220. We'll see if Cavell Bigby-Williams can handle him. If he can, that should open up the rest of the offense for LSU, and the Tigers should roll. They're a double-digit favorite, about 10.5, 11-point favorite in this game tonight. But one of the reasons this is a very important game is when you start thinking about tournament, and it's not too early to start thinking about it. This LSU team has earned that right. Joe Lunardi at ESPN has put out his bracketology. He's got LSU currently as a 5 seed. So we got a long way to go, but LSU right now, it's not like the conversation is, let's see if they can get in. It's how high of a seed can you get? Well, the way you avoid falls is by avoiding bad losses. If you lose at home to a team with a net ranking of 108, that's a bad loss. So with that, if you're LSU and you go on the road and you lose to a good team, that's okay, and you can, the committee will forgive that. What you can't do is lose home games to bad teams. So LSU needs to go out tonight. They're the better team. They've been more consistent. They figured out their roles. They're longer, more athletic, bigger. They shoot, they score, and they need to go beat a bad Georgia team. 6 o'clock tip, probably a late arriving crowd. People just getting off of work and everything. But get on out there and support this team if you're looking for something to do tonight. They deserve it, and they're playing really good basketball, and this is one they got
to
win.
Thanks, Matt. And in case you can't make it out to the PMAC tonight, you can always listen to it here on the flagship home for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1, with our pregame beginning with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, this afternoon at 5:30.